What about the side effects and toxicity profiles, and not just the numbers, but what really happens to these people right. in terms of quality of life?
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with sunitinib. I've only treated maybe a handful of those patients. I've treated a lot more with sorafenib. Sorafenib, when we first got the drug at University of Chicago in the randomized phase 2, was a remarkably easy drug to give. Skin and hair were the primary side effects. You get some hair loss, you get some skin rash, little diarrhea, very mild hypertension.
Where's the skin rash?
It's diffuse, more commonly on the hands and feet, like a hand-foot syndrome, but it can very often be diffuse. One of my patients is a tennis player who's out in the sun a lot, and his skin has sort of become leathery.
Usually symptomatic?
Yeah, it can be quite symptomatic.
Itchy or what?
Itchy, yeah. Itchy, dry.
So when they talk about hand-foot syndrome, is that hand-foot syndrome or is it this rash?
It is the hand-foot syndrome, but there's also the rash. So the combination of the hand-foot syndrome and the rash can be annoying to patients. So if you have an elderly patient who's already a bit impaired and doesn't have the ability to tie his shoes or has a neuropathy, sorafenib may not be the right drug for them.
Can you give me a rough number, you know, about what fraction of patients who get sorafenib who come back and say, you know, I'm having no side effects whatsoever, no problems?
It's probably only 15 or 20%.
So the typical patient has some kind of problem with their skin and hair.
Right. Diarrhea is also pretty common, but that's with both drugs. I mean, I think the diarrhea is common for both of the drugs.
And just to finish out on the sorafenib, is this dose related? Do you reduce the dose, it goes away?
It does, but I would be careful with dose reducing. I know that I have done it, and yes, it is dose responsive, and yes, the pharmacokinetics suggest that 200 twice a day is almost the same as 400 twice a day, but we just don't have enough data on that dose reduction to know if it's safe. I would try to hold a patient at 400 twice a day for a good 6 weeks if you possibly can.
So let's flip back to the other side of it. What fraction roughly of people on sorafenib, you know, really have problems and you have to take them off it or consider them taking them off it?
Very few actually have to come off. In the placebo-controlled trial from Escudier, only 8% had to come off. Usually it's really rough to control diarrhea and hard to control hypertension.
So for most patients, it's kind of an annoyance, but they can live with it.
I agree with that.